This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Atlantic City, New Jersey is hurting financially as its tax base shrinks and subsequently taxes soar in light of casino closings and residents fleeing the area for jobs and more stability. The Christie administration is considering the advice of a special panel that suggests America's favorite playground should be run by an emergency manager. That person would have the ultimate power over hiring, firing, and budget expenditures. For some guidance as to how something like this might play out, we've reached out to WDET senior news editor Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit. Hello, Quinn.
Hello.
Detroit is a city that's just about to cut the cord with its emergency manager. Kevin Orr has done a bang-up job, so we've read. How did he do it?
He was able to take troubled finances and turn them into a posture where the city may actually be on a decent financial footing at the moment. He was given extraordinary powers, as any emergency manager is, to basically sell whatever they have to do, cut deals with whoever is necessary. That is such overwhelming power that, in fact, it engendered fear in some of the residents. But when you would hear Kevin Orr talk about what he was doing and why he was taking, not only taking the charge, the reins as the emergency manager, but also leading the city into bankruptcy, he would say that if something wasn't done, the city was going to be in a financial mess.
Does anybody think it's okay to have 40-year-old trees growing through the roofs of dilapidated houses? Does anybody think our children should walk through the streets dark home from school at night in October? Does anybody think that they should call the police and not be able to come on time because they're already out on calls? No. We are trying very hard to be fair.
There were a fair amount of creditors that said that that was not the case. The city was not being fair to them, that Orr was not. In the end, however, he still reached deals with them as well, and the city is poised now to emerge from bankruptcy.
It is about reaching deals. My understanding is emergency managers are often outside the political process. What else in Detroit's experience is helpful to getting the job done?
It's hard to say because Detroit was in somewhat of a unique position in terms of the decades of decay that it had experienced. And because of that, there was this whole perfect storm of financial problems Detroit faced that necessitated bankruptcy pretty much from anybody that looked at it from the outside. And the particular emergency manager that was put over Detroit, Kevin Orr, is in fact a bankruptcy attorney. And he has guided it through the process almost at breakneck speed. At the same time, the process of putting one in means that the elected officials lose their authority. And the mayor and the city council, part of their authority is over the finances of a city. They have the power of the purse. But they don't when an emergency manager is in place.
And Quinn, Detroit had a really angry backlash after its emergency manager was chosen. Tell us about that.
The state was saying that because of corruption, because of mismanagement, because of poor decision-making, the city had been stuck into the financial quagmire that it was in and is just getting out of at this point. And they said basically that we can't trust your officials, your elected officials, to get you out of that. People saw this as, basically the state authorities coming in, taking over the city. And many people, particularly an activist, Sandra Hines, went to one of the hearings about this and said something that many people were thinking at the time.
You don't have the right to come in and take our city from us and tell us what to do. I'm so tired of being in war mode. This is a war, y'all. They literally have declared war on us. And we are assembling our troops to fight you back.
They did do protests. They did do, in fact, attempt to do some litigation to try to derail the emergency manager law itself and the process of bankruptcy. In the end, however, Kevin Orr and the state government were able to basically steamroll past that and continue on with the process.
Looking at Detroit as a model coming out of this emergency manager situation, although Atlantic City is not in bankruptcy, what can Atlantic City learn from this model?
It's funny because a lot of the experts that I talked to named Atlantic City specifically as one that they thought would be able to follow the exact model, more or less, that Detroit did because there is so much similarities. The urban decay, the reliance on a particular industry, in Atlantic City's case, gaming, as opposed to the auto industry here. And they said that it's a way where somebody can get away from the debts that they have and start with a clean, fresh slate by setting up all these deals with creditors, by basically allowing the court to clear the slate for a city that's been unable to do it on its own.
seems like having an emergency manager is really taking a very strong look in the mirror, and that alone could be a very important step to recovery for any city.
In some ways, but on the other hand, people will say that they see it as an interloper coming in, somebody who is not beholden to anybody, but at the same time, maybe not familiar with some of the nuances. That was something that Kevin Orr has had to fight throughout his term in office. So it's a look in the mirror, but at the same time, it's also kind of a slap in the face from an outsider.
All right. Quinn Kleinfelter is senior news editor at WDET in Detroit. Thank you so much.
Thank you.